Hey, everybody, here we are on a Monday evening. This is episode 233 of Is This Thing Working? How's it going, Denise?
It's going great.
Awesome.
Absolutely wonderful. We had a great weekend.
Yeah.
You know, but there was so much that was going on this week. Yes, fun. We got a lot of relaxation.
Yes, we did.
I'm telling you, I was back ready to get back
action,
at it.
Man.
Yes, did you?
A lot of football relaxation.
We watched college, and then we watched
the NFL. And good games the whole weekend.
All weekend,
yep.
Including on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
So we're all footballed up.
Rivalry weekend, and
man. Ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what Joe Biden has always told us?
What's that?
No one is above the law, according to Joe Biden.
He said it.
Except for this new fact that Joe Biden just pardoned his son. The pardon is for 10 years from January 2014 until December 2024, folks. Yes, this really happened. But don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the love a father has for a son, because Joe Biden is not doing this for Hunter. He pardoned his son to hide his real crimes. He used his son, and he continues to commit crimes. But don't fall for it. Don't fall for the mainstream media's take on it. Yeah, it's okay to pardon Hunter for 10 years because he's a drug addict. That's BS. And we all know it. You don't get to just pardon your son just because he's a drug addict. And that is the reason for 10 years, what he was a drug addict for 10 years. I don't know about you out there, but listening to this personally makes my stomach turn. It's disgusting. We've seen all these people on January 6th, what they continue to do over and over. Well, guess what? On November 5th happened. Donald Trump happened. He won a mandate from the American people. It is time the deep state, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, stop their criminal behavior right now, folks. It is time. What are we going to do about this? This is not good.
No, it's not.
And President Trump said that he is going to pardon every January 6th prisoner of war, it would seem, on January 20th. And I can't wait.
Me neither. Do you think that this was a kind of a deal cut between Joe and Trump?
No.
See,
no, I don't think so at all. I mean, that's just my opinion. This makes me angry.
Yeah.
You know, because he lied. He lied to the American people every time he was asked that question. Every single time. Are you going to pardon your son?
Yeah.
Are you going to pardon your son? And then the media come out today and they are just like, oh, it's okay if he lied. You know?
No, it's not okay if he lied. But here's the thing with me, and I watched this kind of all take place yesterday, and I said it on X even a couple of times. If you were shocked by this, you haven't been paying attention, because we know what all has happened from that date of 2014, January 2014,
yeah,
up until now. We know the entire story. We know these people deserve to be in prison.
If our Congress would have done what they were supposed to do from the beginning, if the representatives that were on this committee did what they were supposed to do and impeached the man,
yes,
he would not be able to do this right now.
No,
exactly. So it's just, yes, everyone, Joe Biden, pardon Hunter, and it's full and unconditional.
And
covers offenses which he has committed or may have committed or taken part in during nearly an 11-year period.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. Full and unconditional. I mean, something that he might not have done, and I mean, it's still done.
Full and unconditional.
But folks, let me tell you this. These are our opinions and our assertions.
Yep.
And if you agree with our opinions and our assertions, you share this show to all your friends.
And if you don't like our opinions and our assertions, hey, share our show. Hit the like button. Tell your friends why you don't like our show. We'd love to hear it from you one way or the other, man. Tell us what you don't like. We'll improve.
Make sure you follow us also. Is this thing working on all platforms? We go live at 7 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Rumble, X, and Getter. So you can follow us there. Oh, and we have added YouTube. So we do go live on YouTube as well.
Yep.
So follow and subscribe. We want to see lots of people subscribe and listen to us.
Yep.
Because we are back. The holidays are over. We got a lot of work to do. And before we get started, let's listen to our sponsor.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Let me tell you about Shopify, the ultimate commerce platform that's here to help you start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling handmade crafts, digital downloads, or even managing a global enterprise, Shopify has you covered. It's super easy to use with customizable templates to make your store your store. So it also handles everything from inventory management to payment processing and even marketing tools, all in one place, man. Here's what I love about Shopify. It works for businesses of all sizes. You can sell online, in person, or through social media. And speaking of growth, they've got 24/7 support and resources to help you scale like a pro. So why wait? And you remember, big dreams need big tools. Shopify is a tool to make them happen. So start building your success story today at Shopify.com. And please click the link below that's in our show notes right there. We have a Shopify store. We have some pretty cool merchandise. We're growing our merchandise each and every day, coming up with new ideas. But hey, man, look in there right now because I guarantee you there's some cool little Christmas gifts in there for people.
I know. And thank you very much. We appreciate you supporting our sponsors and ourselves because we're kind of new to the merchandise thing. So we do enjoy the store. It is really easy to get around in.
Yep.
So please also, you can click the link to Shopify.com under our code and start a Shopify store. It's the season for it right now. Welcome to the Texas Brief, everybody.
In a story that we're going to talk about today on the Texas Brief, this comes from the Texas Tribune, and the headline reads, Texas farmers say sewage-based fertilizers tainted with forever chemicals poisoned their land, killed their livestock.
Yes, this amazing.
This is big news, man.
It is.
The fertilizer was promoted as an environmental win-win for years. An untold number of farmers and ranchers across Texas have spread it on their land. This comes out of Johnson County in Texas. Tony Coleman, it says, recognizes the signs all too well. A cow drools strings of saliva, then it starts to limp. Each step slower, then it grows stiff, then it's quick. There's nothing to be done. The cow dies. So since early of 2023, the Grandview rancher has watched more than 35 of his 150 Black Angus cattle perish. July was especially brutal. In the span of a week, Coleman lost a three-week-old calf, a cow, a little red, a strong bull full of spirit, leaving Coleman with nothing but unanswered questions. He goes, this is destroying our lives. He said, you never know what you're going to get every day when you get down here, man.
Yeah.
This has got to be horrifying for him and heartbreaking. It shows pictures of dead fish, dead cattle. This stuff even got into their water supply. And it says that next door to Tony Coleman is his neighbor, James Farmer. And James has also lost two calves. He has found two of his wife's beloved horses toppled to the ground like dominoes, their bodies being swarmed by buzzards. He said, it's hard for me to tell her because I know she's going to break down. He said, why are our animals dying just back to back? He goes, it never ends. But months before, the men said they had noticed a gag-inducing sewage smell drifting from smoking piles of fertilizer on their neighbor's property. Heavy rains then washed some of the fertilizer onto their lands. Soon after, they said they found fish floating dead in stock ponds that their livestock drinks from. And it shows pictures in the article of the dead fish. Man, they're everywhere.
Man, that's terrible.
Yes. Yeah. And then all the dead cows. Yeah, man. I mean, this is sad. It said they contacted the county with their concerns, triggering a 9-month investigation. And that's when the cattle and the horses begin to die. An environmental crime investigator in Johnson County collected samples of the dead animals' tissue and organs, the water that they drank from, the soil, and the fertilizer that was applied next door. After the county received test results, the two families finally got their answer. The animals had been killed by something in the fertilizer. The fertilizer had been made with biosolids, part of an effort to find a climate-friendly method to recycle municipal sewage. But the fertilizer also contains synthetic and highly hazardous chemicals known as PFAs, which are found in hundreds of household products and have had devastating effects on farms and ranches that inadvertently spread it across their land. An untold number of farms and ranches across Texas and the rest of the nation may have also used this fertilizer from sewage tainted with these forever chemicals, which don't break down in the environment. They may have used these without ever knowing them, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That right there, we had to bring this to you because this is so important to what we're going to talk about and how what is in, what they're putting in our fertilizers. You know, for a long time there, you know, our fertilizers went up in prices. They were telling us that, oh, you can't use this much fertilizer.
You can't use the nitrogen. Yeah, remember they tried to even, well, the farmers had the big protests and all, and they fought the government in Europe over there over this.
Yes. And they that was everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened everywhere.
But,
and this is what they give them now to use.
And they call this climate friendly.
And
it's not even biodegradable. It doesn't break down. There forever.
There's just no way. And that goes to another topic that we're going to talk about, and that's our food.
Yeah. If our cows are being fed this kind of thing right here, you know what I mean? And our livestock are being fed this kind of things right here. What else are they doing to our food?
I know. And the food has been a hot topic recently, especially after RFK Jr., you know, he joined Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
And it was like Make America Healthy Again with Make America Great Again, you know. So how safe is our food? Or how much different is America's food from other countries?
Yeah, and this was interesting because remember Friday night we talked about the rolls, the bread that we ate.
Yes.
Because the people that were there buy their flour from a different country because of the additives and stuff.
They're allergic.
Yeah.
They're allergic to the additives in the flour here in America.
Yeah.
You know, so flour is the one thing I always thought was, you know,
safe
and friendly, you know, but I had no idea that more stuff was put in it. But we have a video here from
Patrick Bet-David. Yeah, and this was him comparing a couple of different items. One of them is McDonald's French fries, and one of them is ketchup. And what he does is gives you an ingredient comparison between the two things, the McDonald's French fries you get here in America and the McDonald's you get in England, the ketchups too. And then we got a couple of other examples. This is really interesting stuff, man. People, we need to keep our eyes open about what we're putting in our bodies, man.
Yes, we do. And we're going to be talking about this more and more. So here we go. Let's listen to him.
Here's what it looks like in U.S. versus U.K. In U.S., it's potatoes, vegetable oil. Then you have canola oil, corn oil, soybean oil, hydrogenated soybean oil, natural beef flavor. Then you got dextrose, sodium, acid, pyrophosphate, salt, fried and vegetable oil blend with citric acid, and wow, dimethyl poly.
All right, let me try it.
And dimethyl poly.
Great.
And dimethyl polysiloxane. Now, when you look at McDonald's fries in the UK, it's potatoes, vegetable oil, sunflower, rapeseed dextrose, fried in non-hydrogenated vegetable oil. Salt is added after cooking. One, UK pretty simple, and US add a bunch of other preservatives to it. Now let's look at ketchup. This is US versus UK and US. Ingredients: tomato, concentrate, distilled vinegar, high fructose, corn syrup, salt, spice, onion powder, natural flavoring. You go to UK. Tomatoes, spirit vinegar, sugar, salt, herb extracts, and spice. Notice on both of them, we're adding a bunch of stuff in U.S. Why?
And you see mm-hmm. that, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Why?
Do you see how in ketchup they add high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup? Man, that...
Yeah, why both?
And just like with the McDonald's fries, you know, he talked about the dimethyl polysilocyanine. You know, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds pretty damn dangerous. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, it does.
But one of the other things that they use, they say natural beef flavor. They fry it beef tallow, too.
Yes. That's what that is, that natural beef mm-hmm. flavor.
It's beef
that's
tallow.
That's actually what that
yeah,
is.
That's what. But you look at that, and then you look at how simple the ingredients are in the UK. In the UK, that French fry is a damn potato with a little bit of seasonings on it, and that's it.
That's it. And fried in vegetable oil.
Yes.
Well, you know those little packets of Quaker instant oatmeal that you can get from, you know, any store anymore? Everyone loves them. I know my kids love them. My youngest daughter is a huge fan, and she eats them all the time. And so do I. We keep them in our cabinet here because they're easy to fix. You just stick them in the microwave. Well, guess what they have? They have whole grain rolled oats, creaming agent. Okay, and the creaming agent is maltodextrin, sunflower and palm oils, whey, sodium, caseinate, flavored and colored fruit pieces, dehydrated apples treated with sodium sulfite, artificial strawberry flavor, citric acid, red 40, salt, guar gum, artificial flavor, citric acid, niacinamide, vitamin A, palmitate, reduced iron,
pyridoxine, hydrochloride, yeah, riboflavin, thiamine,
folic acid.
Yep. But now look at what the ingredients are of this same box of instant oatmeal in the UK. Quaker whole grain rolled oats, sugar. For the flavors that they use, check it out. Freeze-dried raspberry pieces, freeze-dried strawberry pieces, natural flavoring. That's it, guys. That's all you need.
That's all you need in there.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't even read some, or I couldn't.
Yeah.
Even read some of these words and don't understand what they totally are. And more often, you will see red 40 in our foods. I mean, and it is horrible. It is something that we, you know, that causes what ADHD people with ADHD.
Yeah. There's been scientific studies that link it to ADHD in children, red dye 40.
So it's not good. I mean, and then one of the favorite drinks of kids here in America is Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And here we go, the U.S. versus the U.K. We got carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, concentrated orange juice, citric acid, natural flavor, sodium benzoate, caffeine, sodium citrate, acid, gum arabic, calcium dicium, EDTA. Oh, it goes on.
Yep.
Brominated vegetable and yellow 5.
Yep. And do you see how they do it again? They put high fructose corn syrup and brominated vegetable oil in it.
And concentrated orange juice.
Yeah. And then you go to the UK, even with sodas, they got carbonated water, sugar, citric acid, ascorbic acid, caffeine, flavorings, potassium sorbate, gum arabic, and color. So there's
it is a little bit of different color. The green is not as green in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, look at all. And then we've gone through ketchup.
Yep.
And then Doritos. I'm not going to read everything for Doritos, but I do want to read the artificial coloring in Doritos. It has red 40, blue 1, and yellow 5. Now, I will tell you that Doritos is one of the worst items that everyone eats that you need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to stop eating American Doritos.
Well, and the reason being is because they've got these colorings in it, these artificial colorings, red 40, blue 1, and yellow 5. They have been found to be contaminated with carcinogens, such as benzidine in the UK. These dyes require a warning label that says may have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children. No one wants to put this on their product. That's why they don't use artificial dyes in Doritos overseas and instead color Doritos more simply with paprika extract. The Doritos in the UK are also non-GMO, while the American versions are made with GMO corn contaminated with glyphosate weed killer.
Yes. There oh my gosh.
There you go, man.
This is what our is in
government
our food.
Is doing this to us, and this is why it's so important for us to get behind RFK Jr. and support everything that he supports, man, in this, because he is going to make sure or do his damnedest to make sure we stay out of this kind of stuff. Man.
Yes, 100%.
And get this shit out of our food.
And we're on board, so we're going to be pushing that a lot, a lot. And the next topic that we have is debanking.
Yeah, believe it or not, debanking.
Debanking hadn't is been hearing, the thing.
Yeah, hadn't been hearing a lot about that, have we?
No.
But we're fixing to. Axios explains that debanking and tech founders. So Axios is going to give us a little rundown here about investor Mark Andreessen because he did get debanked. He was one of the executives that has been quietly debanked during the Biden administration, highlighting an obscure but politically fraught practice. Axios says why it matters having your access to the banking system revoked is a significant but not necessarily unusual penalty, they say. One that nonetheless has aggravated a conservative base prone to suspicion of government overreach.
Well, they don't think that's overreach.
See, exactly.
You know, and that's what I don't understand about that. That is overreach.
Yep.
I mean, because you paid money into the FDIC. I mean, that's federal money that takes, you know, that protects you.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's a catch up quick is what Axios says. Then Andreessen appeared on Rogan's podcast last Tuesday, and he said roughly 30 founders of crypto and other companies had been quietly debanked, and umbrella term usually denoting someone having their accounts closed or ability to create new accounts being blocked. He called it Operation Choke Point 2.0, and he claimed that it was a campaign against their political enemies and then to their disfavored tech startups. We got a video a little from the Joe Rogan show. We're going to play some of it here where him and Joe talk about this. We're not going to play the whole thing, but we're going to play enough of it. Listen to what Mark had to say, man. This is crazy that this still happens.
New in financial services.
Can you give me an example?
Well, debanking. This is where a lot of the debanking comes from, is these agencies. So debanking is when you as either a person or your company are literally kicked out of the banking system.
Like they did to Kanye.
Exactly. Like they did to Kanye. My partner Ben's father has been debanked.
Really?
We had an employee who...
For what?
For having the wrong politics. for saying unacceptable things. Under current banking regulations... Here's a great thing. Under current banking regulations, after all the reforms of the last 20 years, there's now a category called a politically exposed person. PEP. And if you are a PEP, you are required by financial regulators to kick them off of your out of your bank. You're not allowed
but
to
have. What if you're politically on the left?
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
No,
because they're not politically exposed.
So no one on the left gets debanked.
I have not heard of a single instance of anybody on the left getting debanked.
Can you tell me what the person that you know did, what they said that got them debanked?
Oh well, I mean, David Horowitz is a right wing. You know, he's pro Trump. I mean, he's said all kinds of things. You know, he's been very anti-Islamic terrorism. He's been very worried about migration, all these things.
And they debanked him for that.
Yeah, they debanked him. So you get kicked out of your bank account. You get kicked out of you can't do credit card transactions. By the way, you can't.
How is that legal?
Well, exactly. So this is the thing. And then you go into this thing of like, well, there's no. This is where the government and the companies get intertwined.
Right.
Back to your fascism point, which is there's a constitutional amendment that says the government can't restrict your speech, but there's no constitutional amendment that says the government can't debank you, right? And so if they can't do the one thing, then they do the other thing, and then they don't have to debank you. They just have to put pressure on the private company banks to do it. And then the private company banks do it because they're expected to. But the government gets to say, we didn't do it. It was the private company that did it. And of course, JP Morgan can decide who.
You know, and that's exactly what they did to the tech companies for censoring speech.
Yes.
You know, and that's what they do with the NGOs, you know, when they, you know, they can't like bring this massive amount of people from the border into our country.
The government can't.
The government can't. But the NGOs can do
it. They can facilitate it happening.
And so the banks can do that too, because they are federally funded and they have been paid off by the government millions of times over.
Yeah.
You know, like the 2008 crash. You know, everyone knows that they were bought. And they were bought right then.
Too big to fail. They were bought. They were bought right then.
They were bought
right
then.
That's exactly right, man.
You know, so anytime the federal government tells them to debank somebody, they do it.
Yeah.
You know, if someone says the wrong thing. I've heard this goes back to even, remember during COVID when Canada, you know, had
their trucker protesting,
protesting the shots, protesting the lockdowns and not being able to go from border to border. That's how they made their money.
That's how they made their money. Yep.
You know, and they debanked all them and they put them in prison, put them in jail.
Yep.
And everything, they lost everything.
Yeah.
And January 6th, people have all been debanked and now they can't fly anywhere. You know, I mean, people's lives have been destroyed by this Biden-Harris administration.
Who pushed DEI and ESG principles on everybody.
And if you didn't go along, and of course they don't like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You know, you still can't put money into banks if you sell weed.
Well,
in certain states, that's how they debanked them.
Like in Colorado, they're for a long time, and I don't know. Maybe it still is that way, but they couldn't do cash. They could only do cash business because no banks would deal with them.
Yes, and that's just ridiculous that banks get to tell us what to do and all that. But another thing that also happens is when you go to get a loan from any of these banks. And they look you up on social media, and if they don't like your politics, they don't give you a loan.
Right.
You know, it isn't about how much credit you have really anymore. It's about your politics.
About your politics, yeah.
You know, so everybody be watching about that. I mean, I don't know. We're going to be talking more and more about this debanking because it's really coming out. And a lot of things that the Biden Harris has done over the years is coming back.
I know, man. And hopefully this is some of the things that our new FBI director, Cash Patel, hopefully, our new FBI director is going to accomplish. He's going to come in there and he's going to start taking this stuff back down, man.
He is. And we're 100% behind him. And so is everybody else. They are behind him. I mean, there have been senators coming out saying, yes, we're going to make sure he gets confirmed.
Yep.
Senator Grassley, who helped confirm all of President Trump's people from his last time he was a president, from when he was in there. They will be,
on top of
confirming
this,
man. Mike Davis came out today and said if any senator in there does not comply and does not put forth Cash Patel and every other person that President Trump wants, then the Article 3 Project will come after them.
Good.
You know, so this is going to be interesting. But Cash Patel, you know, he has an impressive background.
Yes.
And if you've not read his book or seen his movie, Government Gangsters, you need to do that. That will tell you everything you need to know about Cash Patel.
About his qualifications. I mean, you bet.
Everything you need to know. I've read his book and I have, it is a play-by-play of what happened during the Trump administration.
Yep. Do you want to know his qualifications? Here's his background, man. Cash served as a chief of staff to the DOD and deputy assistant to President Trump. He was also deputy director of national intelligence, where he oversaw all 17 intelligence community agencies. He also led President Trump's, what does this say?
Counterterrorism
mission as deputy assistant to the president and National Security Council. There you go. Thank you. And helped President Trump on his top priorities, including eliminating Al-Qaeda and ISIS senior leadership and safely repatriating dozens of American hostages. He served on the National as the National Security Advisor and Senior Counsel for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. President Trump, this is the best pick. And we've all, man, we've all known that this is going to be the best place for Cash Patel. And we knew, man, he was going to get his foot in here. President Trump is proud of him, man. President Trump wants him bad. And this is what President Trump had to say on Truth Social yesterday. He said, I'm proud to announce that Cash Patel will serve as the next director of the FBI. Cash is a brilliant lawyer, an investigator, and an America First fighter who spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. He played a pivotal role in uncovering the Russia hoax, standing as an advocate for truth, accountability, and the Constitution. Cash did an incredible job during my first term where he served as chief of staff at the Department of Defense. And he talks again about being deputy director of the National Intelligence, senior director for counterterrorism, National Security Council. He has also, man, he has tried over 60 jury trials. The FBI will end this growing crime epidemic in America, dismantle the migrant crime gangs, and stop the evil scourge of human and drug trafficking across our borders. Cash will work under our great AG, Pam Bondi, to bring back fidelity, bravery, and integrity to the FBI.
What is it you call them?
Hey, man. Bondi and Cash.
That's it.
I said that if they make a TV show, it ought to be named Bondi and Cash.
Bondi and
Cash.
That's
my title. You can't take
it. That's it. Yep. But we have a little clip we want you to hear of our next FBI director.
Anyway, the other thing that I put in the book that I recommended the boss to do hits on this. We need a 24/7 declassification office.
Yes.
Rolling papers out. 24/7.
Yes.
And not just like JFK ticker tape. And not just 9/11. You're talking the guy that's read the whole 9/11 report and those seven pages that people talk about. But I believe as like the guy who is an intel guy who believes wholeheartedly in the classified system of information, I believe that it has been over abused by these corrupt officials in government to hide the truth and enact more corrupt activities. So what I told the boss was like, I don't care what you call it, truth and reconciliation, whatever, come up with a better name. But every agency and department literally submits all of their documentation. And I believe you could get half out, half. I still think the other half needs to remain classified. I'll always argue that it does serve a purpose. But like you're seeing in these documents in the Jack Smith case, they're just redacting stuff that they lied about, they broke the law.
Exactly. It's used to protect themselves.
And it's a public document in a federal court, which is a document for the people of the United States. And we can have you run that office. You can come in and just be like, hey, I want all the Saudi documents.
I'll gladly do that. I'll be so happy.
So Luke will be the press secretary for the Libertarian Party.
The declassifying documentary.
The Viceroy of declassification.
Absolutely. I like that.
There you go.
I'm in. You got me. Where do I sign up?
Yeah. But I think that's how you earn the respect. Like you said, Donald Trump started talking about these things. Then we started putting these documents out there. And remember when I ran Russiagate, right, they came after me and said, if you put out the Nunes memo and you put this out that you wrote, our enemies and our allies are going to get murdered. No one died.
Yeah. No one
anyway,
died. No one died.
No one died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they do.
Yep.
They say this all the time. Our enemies will murder us. Our enemies will get us.
Our allies will die. Ukraine. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I hope that's another thing that he gets involved into. He knows a lot about that and all the going on over there, too, man.
He does.
This is the best pick. I'm excited for January 20th, man. I'm ready to see our country
excited.
Get back, man.
I'm getting tired of all the Biden-Harris noise, because that's all they are now. They're criminals.
They're criminals.
I mean, and we are doing our best to fix what they broke.
Yep. Is this thing working?
Rise up.